I'm Sheriff Quadri.
And I'm Jimmy Disso. Good morning. Morning, everybody.
You can watch us on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube, so feel free to watch on those two platforms. And let's know what you think about the headlines. This is the part where we bring you headlines from the papers and add some analysis to it. Let's start from the Punch newspaper this morning, page 2 of the Punch. Presidential poll, tribunal to consider PDP LP's live broadcast request.
Yes. So we're inching slowly and surely into the action part of it. Okay, so essentially, I think it's article that's leading the Vanguard, and they would rather have the proceedings being shown live, which at face value seems okay, so that everybody can see what is happening. But the problem is everybody going to understand what's going on? Would there be a situation, for example, where some people would be playing to the gallery but making no point? Don't forget that the issues of court and law and so on and so forth is not as ordinary as it seems. And if you don't have a clear understanding of what's going on, you could be misled. So there is that danger part. And it's this election, whatever, petition tribunal, is so, this time around, is so important to the survival of this country. So it's something like you'll be damned if you do and you'll be damned if you don't. I leave it to the judges to make up their mind what they want to make of it. Because, you know, the like I said, the practice of law, most of the nuances are not known to those of us who are what you would ordinarily call ogbeni. And then the social media. I mean, even on this program, you say something in 1 minute, somebody is reacting and saying something completely different. And you don't want that. You don't want people beginning to tweet and so on and so forth. So I left to me to put things in the balance. I'm not too sure whether I want to align myself with those who would like the proceedings covered live. My sentiments, of course, I would love to see it. It's not that I would understand that much anyway. But it could open us up to a very confusing state of affairs in the country. And I think the welfare of the country overrides any other interest that you might have. But the Labour Party have endorsed the PDP application for the live transmission of the proceedings. The spokesperson for the Obi Dati campaign says it should be telecast live if there's an opportunity for it. I don't know what the APC says about that. It is not written in this story that I have in front of me. All said and done, it's the Lord's justices that will decide what it is. But I think we need to be a bit cautious. We also need to be careful not to put too much pressure on the judges, and I think showing it live would do just that. You don't want to start seeing tweets like, look at Justice this, look at what he's saying. You understand? It's not a football game. You don't want to say that. It's not even the parliament. You don't want to, you know, say that, hey, the lawyer has made this point, whereas he's made no point. It sounds entertaining, it sounds nice. So it's up to them, because also, of course, the flip side then is that it would appear to be transparent and free and fair. But I leave that to the judges to decide. For me, I'd be a bit more cautious.
Okay.
For you, Nko.
Especially,
you quickly wanted to pick the second story.
I was going to add that, especially now that already people have their expected results.
Oh, yes.
In their mind, anything but that result is a travesty.
And also, like I described yesterday, the law doesn't work like that. The process of the execution of, you know, the law court, I mean, law cases and so on and so forth, is not as ordinary as it would seem. You get what I'm saying? And so we don't want somebody who will be making political statements and won't be making points of law. We check on the outside. The Lord Justices will be saying, what is this man saying? How does that work here? But let's see how it goes.
According to Eddie on YouTube, Eddie seemed to think that The live broadcast will let Nigerians learn the process of the judicial system.
If you want to learn the process of the judicial system, go read law. You can even read a diploma in law. These sentiments, sometimes they need to be weighed properly. You know, they need to be weighed properly. Is it by this electoral tribunal that you now start learning how proceeds work?
Okay, the guru straight.
Okay, you don't want to... No, that's an ordinary, that's just what I would call an ordinary plain reaction, which if you look at it, if you think of it deeply, you can't know everything. It's like saying that every operation in the hospital should be done in the open, so that you can know how a liver is
the process,
removed, how a kidney is transplanted. I mean, this is serious business.
Yes, it is. Actually.
Yes, it's serious business, and it's a very, 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 very sensitive. Like I said, you don't want people start to comment that just something is changing, or is it in cola nut, or look at what he said.
And correct me if I'm wrong. Yes. I think that you can walk into the courtroom during a proceeding, during a trial, and just observe.
It's open to the public.
If you want to learn the process.
I heard. Now I'm not sure. I'm not there, but I also heard that there are screens around the.
That's what I heard too, yes.
So if you are that much interested, you could jolly well go. But I think that it could be, if I weigh the pros and cons, I'd rather the courts just continue where it is. But what is most important is for the judges to do justice and to be seen to be doing justice. Mm.
Let's go to page 14 of the Punch. It's... a column that says most diseases are preventable.
Yes, I mean, we can't be talking politics all day. We must also talk a bit about our health. And I normally try to follow Professor Oladapo Ashiru in the Punch. And he's a, now I have to read this now, he's a reproductive endocrinologist. Thank God I don't read the news. Okay, the thrust of what he says is that most diseases that we end up with, kidney, liver, and all these things, and so on, stroke and whatever, stroke is not a disease, it's a condition, but most of these things are preventable. And to just quickly browse through and to give you a quick tip, though you can go pick up the, it's in the Punch, it's on page 14, and is in the HealthWise column. And so what does it say here? Pay attention to your diet. I plead guilty. I'm just in the hands of God. My eating habit. I plead guilty. And all of us, a lot of us are guilty. You eat too much salt, too much sugar. Okay. When you want to go and buy suya, you buy tozu and stuff like that. I don't know why God created it that the things that are sweet are the most dangerous in life. The sweetest thing in life can lead to sweet or sour or sweet and sour. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could lead to sweet and sour. Yes, you know? So I don't know why God has made it that way. God should have mercy on us. The things that are not good for us, it should make them very bitter. So you don't go, you know? So I plead guilty. And don't say because I did, you should. Do as I say, don't do as I do. So it says, pay attention to your diet, okay? And it says that modern medicine posits that overall good health heavily depends on the digestive system's health. What is your stomach like, your alimentary canal, waiting day there, and things like that. It also talks about ensure good hydration. I plead guilty again. I don't drink enough water. Most of us don't drink enough water. Okay, so he says that care should be taken to ensure that you drink 2 to 3 liters. Now, I don't know how to measure a liter in how many bottles of, or how many bags of pure water would make up to 2 to 3 liters of water per day. You don't know.
Yeah, I know I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And he says water does not have a substitute. Therefore, fizzy drinks. You're talking to me. Energy drinks. I don't touch energy drinks. Okay. You shouldn't touch energy drinks. And alcohol. But I don't know how long it takes for the alcohol, the volume of alcohol you've taken in the past to catch up
with.
To leave your system. But the honest to God truth is that try and take clean, portable water. The irony of life is that some of the things that we show off with that are the most expensive, some label whiskey or whatever, they are damaging. Somebody said he was drinking something dollar whiskey at 11 a.m. in the morning. I feel sorry for the guy. You understand? I feel sorry.
Yep.
You don't boast with these things. These are what we call bad habits. But we can see where that has gotten him. And so it says that it is important to remember that the human kidneys and the digestive systems can only do their jobs with proper hydration. So drink a lot of water. Don't drink a lot of water when you're about to go to bed, though. You'll be up all night, like it happened to me yesterday. It also talks about reducing stress. Some of us pity party. You know, stress is too much. But I have to go there. Mama Lamu will be upset. You go to burial in the morning, namely in the evening. You're up all night looking after your neighbor, all kinds of things. You need to be selfish. Mm-hmm. You need to be selfish about your health. You need to be extremely selfish, because when the chips are down, you are the one who's going to carry the can.
That's right.
So, and it also talks about regular physical exercise. And it also talks about good quality sleep, especially politicians and those in government. I've seen it at many, many, many times. His Excellency did not sleep until about 4 o'clock last night. And can you believe it? At 7 o'clock is at his table. That's a responsibility. You must manage your time. Obama, when he was president, used to shut down by 7 and go to bed at 10. And wake 6 in the morning. That's a responsibility. Who are you trying to impress? His Excellency, he works all night and all day. The productivity at some point will be almost down to 0. Mm-hmm. And that's why we don't get things done in this country. He works so hard. You will see the results. You can't see any results because he hasn't managed himself well. So let's start having better habits. Make it a habit to go to bed regularly and get your good, 6 hours sleep that we talk about. We always pick up the bad habits, of other environment, and it also talks about limiting environmental toxins. Okay, you need to watch out where you live. You know all these generator fumes and living near factories and so on and so forth. You need to be extremely careful. But the greatest challenge that we face, believe you me, is water. Because a lot of even the bottled water that we drink, we are not too sure. My daughter came to my house sometime last week. She's slightly more knowledgeable about this thing, and cleared out my kitchen of the nonsense bottled water I was drinking at a high price. I didn't even know. Thanks to her and her husband, they cleared out, and then, of course, they did the usual, the normal. They now brought another set. Mm. And I'm telling them that it's almost finished, too. So bring another.
But
water is our greatest nemesis. Mm. Apart from all other things.
Water is a global problem.
It's a global problem. Yeah. I don't know. I would like somebody to tell me if anybody ever drinks water from the tap with confidence. Is there any water in the tap?
So I was actually going to say that a lot of people, when you talk about America, the UK, the this, the that, they don't know that actually even over there, very few people, extremely very few people drink water from the tap.
There was a time we'd go to restaurants in Lagos here, and in the UK when we go on vacation. You ask for water from the tap. In Lagos, you go to a restaurant and the effluminous water. The water is just brought from the fridge. When I was young, you take the bottle. When you finish, you put from, I think it was picked up bottle or so. Then you load it with water from the tap.
Put it inside the fridge.
Since the era of Jack Conde, I don't think there's any community that can say with confidence that you know, there's... In primary school, I used to drink water from the tap. We had this fountain, and you'd put your mouth there. Sometimes you bend your head and put it so it drops right in. But these days, and you're not even sure. You're not even sure. The confidence in NAFDAC is being eroded by the day. More so, if I just didn't want to use the story this morning, there's another controversy again about noodles. We don't, and you keep asking. Are these noodles good or not good? Should we or should we not eat them? Should they continue to produce them? Should we put a halt until we are certain In one of the papers, it said this morning, I decided not to touch it. I decided not to touch it. So you need to be careful. What we are told is garbage in, garbage out.
Mm.
Don't turn your stomach and your body into a dustbin. Next one.
Next one. Quickly, I'm gonna quickly read this message. Adeyinka says, Uncle Jimmy, I've been in the UK, Scotland, actually since December, and tap water all day every day. That's Adeyinka. Adeyinka, I've been to the UK too, and I've seen that people don't drink tap water, and they buy bottled water everywhere.
I need to correct that.
Yeah.
You can't drink the tap water. In fact, I drink the tap water. I'm just remembering now that there's a container in the house to put water in the container and put it in the fridge.
Mm.
So you actually can drink
tap water.
It's good to go. But then, you know, there are people who, some people even don't even take ordinary bottled water. They want natural water.
Yeah. All those spring water, all of those things.
But for people in my generation, I wonder if you remember what happened to the good old Idiodo. Do you know what Idiodo?
I don't. Well, maybe some people still do it. Maybe, yeah. Especially people in the villages and
Idiodo in Lagos. Where would the water come from?
No, not Lagos. I mean villages, okay. You know, all those villages.
Because in Lagos, since Jack Onde left, we have a good water corporation, nice place in Ijora, and so on and so forth. I'd like them to come and tell us here where that water is flowing to.
Hmm.
I'd like them to come and tell us what has happened to the mini water works. Anyway, that's one.
Sherry, should be going, Abby. Let's take this editorial from The Punch. This editorial reads, too many buildings are collapsing.
So where I'm running away from, we are back there again. Well, I don't want to upset myself by complaining.
Yeah.
I've been doing this program now, I was reminded, for about 10, 11 years, and guess what? The complaints have almost been the same. You keep repeating yourself. But anyway, so this editorial talks about too many buildings are collapsing. We know that.
Mm.
And they talk about, listen to this. This frightened me, Sheriff.
Yeah.
The Building Collapse Prevention Guild recorded at least 62 catastrophes in 2022, causing 84 deaths and injuring 113 persons.
Mm.
Now, can you, sitting down here, tell me of one case where those complicit are either facing trial or have been sentenced? I can't think of any. So invariably, very soon, we are going to name our people, those who should be doing something about this, is we are going to be naming them as accomplices in these crimes. If you had Lagos had 20 cases, while Kano and Anambra recorded 5 building accidents each, and Delta and Jigawa 4 each, also 135 cases were reported between 2007 and 2013. And of course, they review the recent ones at Ikoyi for sure, and all this whatever. The Punch tallied 115 incidents in Nigeria between 2012 and 2022. So what happens in other normal places?
Yeah.
Okay. It says, when a commercial building collapsed in Changsha, I hope this is the right pronunciation, it's Chinese, Changsha. Trapping 18 people in May 2022, the Chinese police promptly arrested and prosecuted. It didn't say that their president directed the police. Promptly, the word is there, arrested and prosecuted 9 persons, which included the building owner. Here, yeah, the states have always refused to tell us who the building owner is, and they should be prosecuted. It says the building owner is construction engineers and culpable safety officials who had issued false approvals. Remember, 18 people were trapped. It didn't say that the 18 people died.
Yeah, trapped.
Were trapped. I would have thought that we would have an attorney general who would upgrade such crimes to manslaughter to send the lesson, because people died in this.
Mm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
South Korea, according to Al Jazeera, passed the Serious Disaster Punishment Act, which provides owners and management of business where building collapse, major work accidents, and deaths occur, with the option of 1 year imprisonment or an option of $756,000 fine. Mm. In the UK, the partial collapse of the Ronan Point structure in 1968, prompted major changes in building regulations. This included strengthening of existing high-rise houses, pulling down of weak ones, and ample research on safety. Under the Building Regulations Law 2010, property owners would be denied completion certificates to frustrate any attempt to sell the property. Lagos should borrow from these measures. Mm. That's what the point is saying. Japan set up strict enforceable building codes and deployed technology to ensure a stable landscape and reduce building collapses drastically, despite being prone to earthquakes.
Mm.
Okay. The World Bank, while recommending the Tokyo model, described Japan urban building law as a reaction to seismic risks that endangered innovations. The point now advises, and we are telling them one more time, the Lagos state government must reinvigorate the regulatory and enforcement agencies in the building sector, impose tough sanctions, and monitor implementation of the same without favoritism or corruption. If you have a government official who is talking about a building that has collapsed and refuses to tell you, the owner of the building, who he should be prosecuting, doesn't that make him complicit? It's simple logic. And we are talking about human lives here. If it hasn't happened to you, you won't. I lost a son in the Ikoyi, whatever it happened. The pain has not gone. A boy who went through university, everything, just had a child. His child is there now, a two-year-old without a father. And it's just impossible to get justice in these matters. It's unfortunate. Anyway, the point now says that safety of lives and property in all its ramifications should be accorded utmost priority. It is also important that we learn and understand what we call what could happen the day after.
Very important.
Very important.
7:54. If you are watching online, thank you for joining us. If you want to, just type in Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook and on YouTube, and you would be able to watch us live. Let's take this story here. 10th National Assembly leadership crisis hits APC over zoning of Senate President Speaker.
I don't know about Sheriff, but some of the stories that we review, sometimes I pick them. And I don't know why I picked this story, because I have absolutely no... I have very little interest in these stories about the 10th National Assembly. Because in truth, where I think we are headed, leadership at all levels, where I think we are headed, frightens me so much to the point that I just can't follow. Because if you see some of the names that are cropping up again to lead the National Assembly, surely... One of them I heard now was invited by the EFCC. Okay, some corruption, whatever it is.
Mm.
And I can bet you that might not stop him from becoming whatever he wants to be in the National Assembly. So I'm sorry, my dear listeners, I've lost complete interest in this. For those who want, you can go read the Vanguard, and it talks about the crisis over zoning and whatever. For me, generally, our politicians have failed us. Their interest in these things is at variance with the interests of the common man. The common man wants a good life. You know, he wants to be properly led. You know, and he wants the leaders who would have shown good example, so that his own children too can look up to these people. I don't get a sense of that. I don't get a sense of that. And therefore, for once, let me just say that I have failed you. But I'm a human being. But if you're interested, you can go read up. It's in page one, on page five, and it's a whole full page. And they're advising each other, avoid sacrifice, and so on and so forth. I'm just not interested in all this.
Okay, so we're going to leave it there. But Debumi is coming back at 9
I'm interested
today.
In that one.
Uh-huh.
That is the thing that makes me happy. I'm interested in that one.
Who is coming on Debumi today?
Okay, now, so I have this friend of ours who comes. We call her Isioma Emina. She turned 50.
Okay.
I call her Isioma the Butcher. That's because she says me, don't turn on Eleanor. And so she can't come. She says she can't come. But we must honor her. you know. Okay. So Nkiru is going to sit in for her.
Okay.
So when Nkiru is in there, we're calling her Isioma Dibu. Some of the names that we end up having there is funny. You know, Nkiru is the farmer.
Oh, okay.
Yes, right. So she'll be
here. All right, let's stop here. Thank you, sir, for coming. Lagos, that's our show this morning. Let's take a break. When we return after the news, we'll talk about how Buhari's government has fared in terms of Nigeria's economy. Do you agree that it's better now than, you know, what they met in 2015? That's next.
Can I say something?
No, let's be going. Let's be going. Bye-bye.
Whenever I tell people I'm a full-time master student and a content creator, they go, huh?
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired, get fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by